Welcome to the House of Brick Partner Podcast. The intent of this podcast is to share, educate, and advise listeners on what House of Brick sees with our important partners and clients. I am Bob Lindquist, and I'm speaking with Pam Fulmer, attorney at our partner, Tactical Law Group. We also have Dave Welch, executive consultant at House of Brick, joining our conversation.
You know, I was thinking of one client in particular who was what he thought was a best friend with one of the regional vice presidents at Oracle. And so he would just share whatever was needed. And then that Oracle regional VP asked for a big check, right? So I want to make sure that as we're talking, you know, we've been working on Oracle technologies, like I said, since the founding House of Brick. Even most recently, we published a white paper jointly with Amazon Web Services, AWS, about some of the technology and business cases for moving Oracle into the cloud on AWS, including some of the license things we're talking about today. And I think one of the things that also we need to touch on comes back to communication. So we've kind of, you know, as we've talked about contracts and some of these other topics, what I've always seen is back to the oversharing, and maybe Dave, I'll start with you and then Pam can chime in, but communication, why is it important to have, or is it important to have a communication plan and or strategy with everyone in the company?
Bob, thank you for asking, but I'm going to lateral this one right over to Pam. Thanks. Pam, why don't you take it?
Sure. So it is very important in our view to have a communication strategy. And one thing that Oracle is really good at, and this is why they want to get the client on the phone all the time, is basically sensing out, using their vast experience with these audits to figure out how scared the customer really is. Okay. And so the first thing we do is we want to shut down those communications directly with Oracle, where they can be in a room and assess the client or be on the phone and assess the client. Okay. We recommend that our clients basically conduct the audit in writing. And the reason why is that we want to create a record, because in the event that there would be a dispute, we want to show that we've fulfilled our contractual obligation to provide reasonable assistance and information to Oracle to conduct the audit and have cooperated. But at the same time, we want to be able to show if Oracle or another software vendor does commit an overreach, we want to be able to show that to a court of law. And so we highly recommend that you establish one point of contact at the company, that contact be the sole one communicating with Oracle. And Oracle will scream and they'll stomp their feet and they'll make threats. And sometimes they'll even go over that person's head. But the company needs to direct Oracle back every time to the person who's the sole point of contact. And that is absolutely key. And, you know, another thing, and Dave mentioned this before, you don't want your IT folks to be going out for drinks with Oracle, for lunch with Oracle. Those are fishing expeditions where Oracle is trying to learn about your organization so they can figure out what sales estimate they're going to place on you next quarter. So cut down the communications and shut those down as much as possible. Keep the communications in writing. Always be professional in those communications, because you have to view every one of those through the prism of what would a judge think looking at this communication down the road.
Right. And I'm just going to reiterate those two important points, is that especially if you feel that they're a great partner or you have a great relationship, please find someone in the organization that's going to be objective for the audit and have that person manage all communication and be that point of contact, is what I was hearing you say. But also back to the keep it in writing, I think sometimes the biggest issue that the pitfall that many customers can make is they talk during the audit and forget what they talked about, right? So to keep them out of jail, right, so to speak, right, having it in writing, having the legal counsel involved, but just again, making sure that you have, you know, pun intended, an audit trail of what's going on, and then you can hold you can hold to that and be confident throughout the audit. Dave, let me kind of shift gears here as we have a few more minutes before we close. Oracle provides some tools during an audit. Tell us a little about those tools, or maybe what have you seen in terms of other tools that can be used to manage licensing or to help with audit compliance?
Well, there are some third-party vendors that are Oracle literate software asset management software detection tools that LMS has certified, and probably six different vendors, with Flexera and iQuate being the largest market shareholders. And Oracle will take their script output in lieu of Oracle's own script output. But the fact of the matter is, nothing in the contract up until January of 2019, I think it was, Oracle finally changed the audit clause. They amended it to say, by the way, you agree that you're going to run Oracle scripts and provide Oracle the output. Well, there's a problem there. Oracle scripts for database and the middle tier like Internet Application Server and WebLogic, fair enough. But Oracle has a VMware script that they want you to run, and it just goes out and dumps out the entire virtual center, all ESXi hosts with their core counts and their server models, and all VMs that are running in the virtual center. Nothing about that script detects Oracle software installed and or running. Hmm. So, you know, a client can agree contractually to run the scripts and provide Oracle the output, but the client is absolutely within their rights to verify that the each and every row of that output is actually related to an Oracle workload. Oracle has no contractual right to stick its nose in what you're doing in your SAP environment, for example, that might have nothing to do with Oracle and have a database that's not Oracle related, right? So we just have to be careful about, and this comes back to where we started this whole interview, and that is, Oracle asks a lot of questions, and their scripts, some of them are guilty too of doing this, of collecting more that you innocently transmit back to Oracle, might not even understand that you're doing it. And you need to be careful and selective in what script output you give them. And that's where an organization like House of Brick and Tactical Law Group can, in very little time, provide key strategic guidance that will save you from the liability of oversharing.
And thank you for setting up my final question here. And I'm going to let the two of you determine who takes it. So we've talked a lot about being prepared, not oversharing, having a central point of contact, be aware of feature usage. Dave, you just mentioned the Oracle scripts may show false positives or other things. There are other tools out there. So for a customer to be well prepared, and either of you chime in here, is it appropriate, not only as we're talking about here, bringing in a third party proactively before an audit happens, but how important is a soft audit to an organization? That is, should they assess themselves in terms of their deployments and entitlements before an actual notice comes? And what's the benefit? Pam, you're shaking your head, so I'm gonna ask you first.
Oh, well,
I'll follow up.
Okay, great. I was just gonna say, in my view, you know, as an attorney that looks at this, I think it's crazy not to bring in outside consultants. I mean, it probably wouldn't be me at that point, but someone like a House of Brick, et cetera, to come in and look at your environment, you know, run their tests and figure out if you have issues and work to get you back into compliance. And so the thing that I'm really shocked about is that, you know, there are so many companies that are penny wise and pound foolish, and for a very, you know, frankly, moderate amount of money, a small investment, they can save themselves big headaches in the future. So I believe it's essential. Dave, I don't know what your thoughts are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these internal assessments, sometimes clients, I mean, there are some that discover that their internal management has worked very well, their internal operations of keeping the workloads where they need to be and fully licensed. But some of these clients are so shocked when we show them that that they've got issues that they need to clean up. But the issue is, just because you've done an internal assessment doesn't mean that you're good to go if an audit notice comes 2 or 3 years later, because we're in an IT world where organizations' workloads are so dynamic and things are moving around so much. So your internal assessment can get obsolete in a real hurry, which is, and I don't know if you had in mind for me to mention this, but one of the reasons that the Ops Compass Oracle License Manager is so essential, because it's going to alert you to things on the fly that come up that may be non-compliant before they become a problem. And that really can allow people to focus their hard-earned business knowledge on every organization's backlog of revenue-generating projects, as opposed to getting stuck in operations unnecessarily to guard against Oracle compliance violations.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Pam. So in closing, what I've heard, and again, the purpose of our podcast and our partner podcast is to share, educate, and advise those who are perhaps finding, in this case, challenges with things like Oracle audits. I think just for each of you to maybe close and full transparency, you know, customers need to ask, are they prepared? Do they have the expertise in-house? When should they engage a third party? Pam, please take 30 seconds and talk a little about Tactical Law Group and how you're helping clients with audits.
Sure. Well, we've been handling a huge part of our practice is defending software audits from, you know, all different types of vendors, but we especially do a lot of work with, you know, the really uber aggressive ones, such as Oracle, Micro Focus, and Quest, and there are others as well. And so because we do so much of this, you know, we are able to do it very effectively and efficiently on behalf of our clients. And, you know, we are a firm, I've been practicing for 30 years now. I'm an IP lawyer. I've been a litigator that whole time. And, you know, we've been able to resolve every one of our audits without the necessity of litigation. And, you know, but I think an important value proposition for our firm is that Oracle knows us. I mean, the legal department knows us, the business people know us, and they know that, you know, when we're involved, if we can't reach a reasonable resolution, we will go to court. Now, we haven't had to, and we're not looking to go to court, but you know, we are, I think, respected over there and are able to do what clients want us to do, which is resolve this problem with as little of investment as possible.
Well, Pam, on behalf of House of Brick, let me thank you for being such a great and important partner. I think in all the clients that we've worked in together, we found options to either reduce, if not remove, any compliance gaps and help customers address them. So thank you for your expertise. Dave, absolutely. You mentioned License Manager from Ops Compass, our parent company. How can House of Brick additionally help in a soft audit, or if they have a real audit?
Yeah, I'm going to make a competitive statement here that would accrue to benefit Ops Compass, House of Brick, but that's not my intent. I really am disappointed as I survey this boutique industry that really wouldn't even exist if Oracle had integrity with its audits. The number of issues on which these consultants agree with and co-opt Oracle to the disadvantage and extra expense of their clients, or indicate that certain configurations have relative risk that is higher when there's no risk at all when the environment's managed properly and licensed properly. So I think that the value proposition of Ops Compass House of Brick from an Oracle licensing perspective is still very much unique in industry.
Great, thank you. And Dave, is one of the founders of House of Brick and establishing the license and audit practice, I know a lot of customers have seen value in all that you provide. So So thank you, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Pleasure.
Well, on behalf of Pam and Dave, we thank you for listening today. Again, this has been the House of Brick Partner Podcast. We encourage you to check back soon for our next episode. And until then, see you at houseofbrick.com. Thank you.